I'm Leslie R. I'm attending the conference as well as presenting. This is actually the sixth year I've done a presentation or a workshop at the ACA convention in a row on workplace issues. And the reason I keep doing it is it's my 12th step work. I am working, I have issues, and I find it really helpful to share my experience, strength, and hope with other ACAs. So that's why I keep calling them every spring and go, hi, can I do a workplace workshop again this year? And they say yes. So I'm really honored. It's a privilege to be here. And even though we have a small group, I'm going to continue to use the mic because they are taping this. So if you do come in, if you could please come get a handout. You don't have to be working to get something out of our workshop here. If you belong to any kind of group, organization, church, kids, PTA, you're of service in ACA, anything that involves your interaction in some kind of group, you're going to run into situations that challenge you. And although we're focusing on the workplace, there may be some of you here who are retired and not working, or you're not working at the moment, but I hope that you'll find this useful because we're talking about the way we interact with other people and how we can use our program in those interactions. And just about any group that you're going to be associated with is going to have some kind of hierarchy and some kind of role structure. There may be somebody who is in charge of the group and it may not be you. So you could look at that person as an authority figure. There may be someone in the group who reminds you of someone that you have had issues with in the past, and that triggers something in you, and you find it difficult to work with that person in that organization. So I hope that you are able to translate this into as many parts of your life as it works for you. One of the things we're going to do in the workshop in a couple of portions is that we're going to share with people at our table, and I know what I'd like to do to make it most efficient. When we get to that sharing portion, which will start in maybe about 10 minutes, is that ideally I'd like to have 5 people at a table for sharing, because if I have a table of 3 and a table of 6, it'll kind of throw our timing off a little bit, and I want everyone to have an opportunity to do that. So you don't have to move now, but when we get to the time to share, it will definitely make our workshop be more effective if we have about no more than 6 people at a table and everybody's part of a group. So please, know to expect that. Another thing we're going to do in the workshop is I am going to ask you as part of the activities to share some things that you write about your workplace issues, to share experiences that you've had, maybe also things that have worked for you within your small group at the table. If you do not want to do that, just when it comes to that time to share, just say, I pass. Another thing that we're going to, I want to emphasize is when we have a workshop like this, it is different from a 12-step meeting. In 12-step meetings, somebody talks and you don't respond at all, ever, till the meeting's over, perhaps. But one of the things we want to do is learn from each other. So you will be interacting with each other in your group. Part of the sharing, and I'll provide instructions again as we get to that part, is that everybody's going to take a turn sharing something they wrote in their journaling activity, and then after that, we kind of open it up for group discussion. And I have guidelines in here because I find that helpful. The other thing that's a little different is that I'm going to ask for a spokesperson from each table to do what we call report out. That's what we call it in business workshops, report out. So I'll ask for a volunteer from each table, group of 6, to say, at our table, we talked about this, or this was a predominant theme, or some of us found to have this issue. So I'll be asking for a volunteer from each group to do that. And again, if there's nobody at the table that wants to do it, that's fine. We'll go to another table. So that's totally optional. But that's a way that we learn from each other, because obviously we're not going to have time for all 40 of you to be able to share with the whole group something that you learned. So those are a couple things that are a little bit different from other workshops, perhaps, that you've attended at an ACA conference. So I was asked to say a little something about myself, other than the fact that I've honored to do this for several years in a row. I am working. I've been working continuously since it was legal age to do so. In my life, I've had a number of positions. And until I got into ACA, I didn't realize some of the issues that I was having in the workplace were related to my being an adult child of an alcoholic. And if there's time, I'll maybe give a few anecdotes from my working history later on in the program. But suffice it to say is I have had time periods of issues in the workplace where I've been really emotionally devastated. I mean, extremely difficult times for me. And I got through it. I used the program. I used sharing with people in my group. I used my spiritual path. And I use personal counseling. And all three of those things combined helped me get through some really tough periods. But the first thing that triggered my understanding and my ability to cope better was the ACA program and looking at the laundry list and learning from people in my group. So I give, 90% of the credit to my group. I also don't want you to think that because I'm standing up here in front of you today that I'm cured. Because I just had an incident in my workplace with a supervisor about 10 days ago that turned me into a puddle. And I had some of the things we talked about yesterday. I had one of those PTSD moments. And I was literally feeling upset physically, emotionally, mentally for 2 to 3 days after that. And it was a, quote, stupid email. And I want you to know that I still struggle with that. And what I would love is a magic pill that as soon as I get my button pushed, I could take that magic pill and I'd go, yeah, stupid people, I'm fine. No, I'm not there yet, but I am so much better. Now I know what's going on. I know what the trigger is. I know why I'm triggered that way. I know what to do to get out of it. It doesn't mean I get out of it quickly, and it doesn't mean I get over it, but I'm over it now, and that was 10 days ago, and I am completely free of that pain that I had when somebody pushed my button and said something critical to me, totally unfounded in an email. So, I don't know what your situation will be, but different things will trigger you, and I hope, as we learn together today, that you can get a few things that will help you deal with issues on a different basis, and then also help your reactions. And I have had to leave jobs that were just emotionally destructive for me. It was a long time in getting to that point. So there is light at the end of the tunnel. So the first thing that we're going to do is look at the first handout that you have, which says Working at the Laundromat, a laundry list for ACAs. Does everybody have a handout? The laundry list is in the book, and I don't know if some of you know, I wrote the chapter, so I made it up. Actually, what we found is that when I was asked to write the chapter in the book on workplace issues, is that I had already developed this laundry list for another convention. And the editor, Omer Gillum, came to me after one of my workshops and said, gosh, would you do something for the book? And I went, I'd be honored. Are you kidding? That would be fantastic. And he said, we were looking through old ACA literature and we found a laundry list for the workplace, and you would be amazed at how closely it matched the thing that you developed. So, again, I thought, maybe I'm reincarnated or something. Anyway, it's not just mine alone, and Omer looked at it, and he edited it a little bit. So it was part of our ACA history, so workplace has been something that's been talked about for a long time. Anyway, this list that you have is in the book, and the first activity that we're going to do is a combination activity, so not to confuse you, there's two parts to what you're going to do. The first is you're going to read the laundry list and circle the items that you identify with. And then the second thing that you're going to do is go to the next section that says My Workplace Challenge. And on there, I want you to write 2 to 3 sentences about a challenge that you're having in the workplace or in your organization. And I'm going to say workplace, even though some of you may be here because you're not, you know, it's not a workplace issue. It's a dealing with other people issue. Write 2 to 3 sentences about a challenge that you're facing. Or if you want to draw a picture of yourself in the workplace or do something artistic, you can do that. But I want your picture to kind of indicate the way you're feeling or acting. Maybe there's little you and big boss or something like that. So you have your choice, and if you're super creative and really fast, you could do both. But what we're going to do then is take about 7 or 8 minutes to do that, to circle your laundry list and then go to the next page and either write your paragraph or sketch something out, and then we'll come back together as a group and talk about that just for a little bit, and then you're going to talk about what you wrote or drew with your table mates. So read the laundry list, write or draw, and then I'm going to put a little music on, and I'll give you like a 2-minute warning so you can wrap it up, and then we'll come back together again as a group. All right? Any questions? While we wrap up in about another minute, there's an additional handout right after where you wrote your challenge that talks about family of origin roles in the workplace. You might want to review that if you're done. Okay, we're going to wrap up that activity now. Just want to take a poll, how many people wrote something or drew something. If you wrote something, raise your hand. If you drew something, raise your hand. If you did both your right and your left brain, raise both hands. Whoa, good. You get to talk then. Now, take another little poll. How many people, there are 24 of these, how many people circled five or less? Raise your hand. 10 or less, raise your hand. 15 or less? And how many people circled around 20 out of the 24? Okay. I want to pass the microphone around, just have maybe three people volunteer to say, what was it like for them to either go through the laundry list or to write their paragraph? Any volunteers? Okay.
I'm Janice. I hadn't really thought about it until you asked that, but I noticed that I was anxious. It's like putting a box around how I was feeling about some of my issues at the workplace. So to clearly see them on paper and say, oh yeah, that's an issue, just created some anxiety for me.
Thanks for that information and sharing. Anybody else want to volunteer? I'd like to get two or three people to say, what was it like?
That's as far as it goes. You may just be.
For me, it was validating. Whenever, which ACA is in general, you know, just like before I went to a meeting and I was feeling this way, I felt like I was alone. When I see it written on paper, it's like, oh, there's a whole group of people dealing with this stuff. And for me, being able to name it and see it actually decreases my anxiety and makes things more manageable. So it was helpful.
Thank you very much. Someone else? Yeah.
Bring the snake over.
My name's Geraldine. What I was feeling was... sometimes I get down on myself because I'm so assertive at work, but yet I get into other people's stuff too. And what I just read, I just opened up to the work part of the ACA book, and it said, don't avoid concentrating on the coworker's behavior mind. I have to go back to that. And it's enlightening to see all these things that I get to work on.
That's the attitude.
Thank you so much for sharing. Couple more people. Someone from over here. I don't think the cord will reach me. I have to walk.
Speak loudly.
Speak loudly. Okay. Thank you. One other person, maybe someone. Oh, yes. He's recording, so let's use the mic whenever possible.
Okay. I'm Kathleen. When I got to the bottom of the first page, I was doing fine. And when I turned that page over, all of a sudden I was rereading the same sentence. I became emotional, and I got stuck, and my ADD started taking control, and I literally could not read any longer. I was getting emotional as I was reading these. And a lot of these things I'm very familiar with, but reading this particular laundry list... my head started really getting into things that have been going on my whole life. And I did. I got emotional. I got very emotional. And I was no longer functioning. I had to really force myself to finish it.
Thank you. And I want to reiterate, just like with any 12-step meeting, you are safe here. What you share in the workshop with your table mates is confidential. So this is a safe environment. Please take a handout. One more person, or maybe two. The gentleman in the back.
Yeah, the thing was, okay, the thing was that ordinarily the credibility of you having, you know, developed this and written it and the text and having done this in years previous would be... like a benefit, but for me it was like going down into a basement because it's like, oh great, you know, another authority figure, you know, and I was like, and then, you know, and then the whole setup, like with you at the microphone and, you know, this is the important area and that's like, you know, and it really and that's what I just wrote down was this, that authority, I mean, it just bongs, you know, in my head, and it took a really long time, actually, for me to realize that, it was actually Aikido that helped me realize that the class is really for the instructor's opportunity to disseminate the information, and it finally let me kind of let go of that. But today it was just like it really trounced me. So.
Okay. I love you, Sean. You should know I'm a teacher too. So I have that sort of, what do they call it, pedagogical, you know, thing. Like, I love to teach. I've been a health educator, and now I teach immigrants English. So I do, and I've been in the business world for a long time. So I've got this combination of we're in a business workshop versus you just arrived in our country and you don't speak English, so let me nurture you and teach you the ABCs. So I run the gamut, and I really appreciate your sharing how you felt about that. Let me take one other, and then we're going to move on. We'll take two more. I'm going to let Judy talk, because she handed out muffins, so that's her reward. But before Judy, Anne.
Yeah.
Use the mic.
Sure. That's it. You're going to have to stand
here. Yeah, I have to turn around. Huh?
Okay.
Most of the things on the laundry list were like things I expected, but number 9, we get hurt feelings when coworkers do things socially together without asking us, really hit me, because that is such a feeling of loneliness I've had all of my life, and I never really kind of put together that the second half of that, even though we haven't made an effort to get to know them and join in the social life, because I'm always at my desk working. So
you're almost at your desk.
I'm always at my desk, so I'm doing my work while they're having fun.
Right. Okay.
So it just kind of hit me, you know?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. And then one more.
I'm Judy. Do you know that's exactly which one I was going to talk about? Number 9. And they at first they used to ask me out, and then I wouldn't go. And so then in the end I got resentful because they didn't ask me out, you know? And it's just so. And I always was busy working while they were chit-chatting, you know? It's amazing. Thank you.
I have experienced that too. Thank you all very much for sharing what it felt like to do that. We're going to take 20 minutes, and I'll give you a little timer warning, to share your workplace challenge with your table mates. And again, just as a reminder for people who came in late, if you do not want to share, just say, I pass. There's a handout after the Family of Origin Rules that describes sort of the guidelines for the table sharing, because it is a little different from a 12-step meeting where you just talk and people don't say anything. But this is the format that I think will work for us in the time that we have, is if each person at the table could take about 2 minutes to maybe you want to just read what you wrote, or show your picture and describe it, and then go to the next person. So everybody has a chance first. Then kind of open up your table to discussion. You're going to have to kind of self-police. So this is sort of where you get to work some group dynamics. And if you have any questions about how to do it, you know, raise your hand. I'll kind of wander around the room and be the human helicopter, you know, hovering around and being sure that everyone's you know, doesn't have any questions. Before we do this, I want to ask that we please have at least 6 people at a table, and actually no more than 6, because then there's not enough time, you know, for 7 people to share. And those of you that are at small tables, you don't have to move just for this activity. You need to move. You know, so you can leave your bags and all that stuff at your regular place setting if you'd like. We are going to get back together with your table mates again a little bit later on. So you have the choice. You can permanently move all your belongings to a new table, or you can just move your body for 20 minutes. But we will be doing a second table activity in a little bit. So it looks like you'll figure out if you're a short table, and you'll figure out if you're there by yourself. So join a table so there's at least 6. and I'm going to maybe put a little background music on, relax you. And maybe those of you that stay in the hotel, they had this relaxation CD on your pillow for you. That's the first I've ever experienced that. And they said, play this and you can go to sleep. You know, so I'll put that on. Anyway, we'll go ahead and start now. So at 10 after 9, we will regroup. And this is for you to share your experience, strength, and hope with each other. But do take turns first reading your what you wrote. If you don't need the full 2 minutes, just move on to the next person, because we have plenty of time, okay? If you have any questions, I'll come around.
It's okay. Just kind of. Thank you.
Everyone should have shared at the table, and you should now be at the stage where you're doing group discussion. And I know it's cold in here. We're trying to work on that. Thank you, everyone. One of the benefits of being in the front of the room is that you get to hear all the buzz, and it's really wonderful to hear everybody sharing about their issues. Or maybe you were talking about the muffins, I don't know. Or who is that woman? I'm just one of you, struggling along. Anyway, I want to let you know that I think we're going to go over 10 minutes to maybe 9:40 because we started late and we had sound issues. Rick working very hard to get a sound system set up for us. So we will definitely be done in time to get to Mary Cook's presentation, which is in the next room. But I do want the table report outs to just be 1 minute. And if your table wants to pass, that's fine. But what I'm looking for is something like this. At our table, this is an issue that came up. Someone said they had a really bad boss and they had to confront that boss or something like that. So you're not summarizing your whole table discussion, although maybe you ran across a common theme. I don't know. That happens too. Do I have a volunteer table wants to go first? See, right here. I'm psychic too. Woo-hoo! So 60 seconds, so every table gets a turn, except the shy tables who will say, I pass. Okay, 60 seconds, if you can. Thank you.
My name's Geraldine. Our table, we went over how we work alone while the other people are visiting and talking and gossiping or whatever. Self-esteem issues had come up with several of us. Reactions to coworkers, people that don't follow the chain of command and run to the boss right away. Just things like that came up at our table.
How's that? Thank you. Yes? Did you want to be the spokesperson for your table? I do need you to use the mic.
So our group discussed themes of harassment based on sometimes it was racial or gender. Other times, we don't know why, but we had to deal with harassment. And most of the time, it ended up working out for the best. Like, we were able to, like, own our own power and either leave and we're better off for it, or the person ended up leaving that was harassing. And we just talked about the different themes, like how it was difficult, like when to be humble and accept things, and then when to stand up for ourselves and what the boundaries were at work. So that's basically what we talked about.
That's great. She's ready, I can tell. Yeah. Thank you, Janice, for being the volunteer. Ha ha ha.
My name is Janice, and we had probably basically about the same issues at this table. We all kind of felt maybe inferior in the inability to speak up and hold our own and step up to the plate and do what we needed to do, that there was bullying mentality sometimes in the workplace, which was difficult to work around and work through, that the talents of different people in their various jobs weren't recognized or they were being pulled down and made to feel inferior. And what we decided probably was the best solution to that was try to find the middle of the ground, not to be, to have cooperation rather than competition. But that's easier said than done. That's probably basically about it. We all kind of had the same issues that we needed to discuss and talk about. And I say always have your next resume out to the next job that you're hoping to get into, because you don't ever know when you're going to lose it. But anyway, that's what we talked about, and I got up here and talked, and it's not easy to get these words out.
Thank you. Next, yes. Y'all are doing great with staying to 60 seconds, too. I know it's very regimented, but thank you, Lisa.
I just want to acknowledge our table. I thought that we were all troopers, really courageous. It seemed that a number of us at our table were dealing with a bureaucracy or a really dysfunctional system that was bigger than us, that did not acknowledge when you did well, but when you made a mistake or did something wrong, they were ready to swoop in on you. and some people at our table had left that situation and were in transition about what's next and feeling good about leaving but not sure what's next. Some people were still in it for health benefits and salary and other things but feeling dissatisfied, and one person shared that she was had a difficult time trying to figure out what was her part and what was the company's part because the company was so dysfunctional, and ultimately she left not in the best way. And one was a mom, and her work situation was her family, and was dealing with the need for approval and trying to let go of that. And another person was dealing with not feeling comfortable in the workplace. And about three or four of us had education as a workplace. And I was dealing with a huge issue of being accused unfairly and actually having repercussions against me without having that be discussed. So it was helpful, I think, for all of us just to get a reality check. Sometimes recovery is knowing that you're fantasizing, but some of it is sometimes getting a reality check. Yeah, this is really what we're dealing with, and it's dysfunctional.
Who wants to say amen to that?
Yes. Are you the spokesperson for your group? Can you please come up and use the microphone?
Y'all are doing great. You didn't even know you were summarizing, and you are.
Timothy, thank you.
Thank you. Hey, good morning, everybody. We were trying to think of what was kind of universal for our group, and confrontation was definitely one of those things. And we actually had a manager at our table, so we got both sides of that, and it's not confrontation, anything confrontational, addressing problems and talking to people face to face is difficult on both sides. There was some expression that at one time a lot of us had taken jobs that we had a bad feeling about it, but we took it anyhow, and sure enough, it was like being back in our family. Very dysfunctional. People related to number 24 on the laundry list there, of the high tolerance for dysfunction at the workplace and still sticking out because we lack the self-esteem to leave and make something better for ourselves. And plenty of other things, but thank you. That's probably about time.
Thank you so much. Next. I think two tables have not spoken. And if you know you're last, is there only one table that hasn't reported out, or two? Raise your hand, table, if you've not had your person come to the mic. Shy tables are excluded. So is Marcine last? Yeah, she's last? Okay.
Make it good. No pressure.
For our table, we didn't really get to discuss it yet, but I think what I saw was boundaries. You know, a lot of it was boundaries and taking care of ourselves, setting boundaries, and for myself, someone telling me what I did. I've told them don't assume I'm the one that knows what I did. Setting boundaries of trusting people, certain people, and setting boundaries of change. You know, things that change in our lives, and I think it's a big one because before we had no boundaries and we just kind of did what everybody told us to do, and you know, and I think that was a big one for us.
Thank you, Marcine, and thank you, everybody. If you look at the next page in your handout, I killed a few trees, sorry. Just part of my 12th step stuff. Put as much on paper as possible. It's called The Promises and the Solution, that handout. I'm going to go through this. I'm sorry. I goofed. It's called Using Your Tool Bag at Work. This is also in the book. Those of you that have the book, this is just some of the ones that are in there. So what we're going to do, we have 15 minutes left. I want to have a little silent reading period here, so you can look at these, some tools to try. And then if you would, flip to the next page after you've done with that one and look at the handout called The Promises and the Solution. So I'm going to spend a couple of minutes reading this, and then we're going to get back into our group discussion. And I want you to share any ideas that you have about some of these tools that have worked. Because so far we've been talking about the problem. We want to have some time to talk about the solution. The first part of the page, The Promises and the Solution, has six items that are out of what we read at our meetings. And then underneath that, I took the liberty of putting in some quotes I've been collecting that I thought might be appropriate for our workshop, just for fun for you. What we'll do after you read this and you have some group discussion is we're going to then take the last 2 minutes of our workshop. If you want to just jump ahead, there's a blank page at the end called My Affirmation Space Bulletin Board. And I'm trying to be techie here because I know that there's a thing called a MySpace page, and I assure you I don't have one. I'm sure, you know, some people might, but I haven't gone there yet. Yeah, I don't really see any need to. But I want you to, on this page, and we'll go through the instructions again, but just so you know what this is about, is you're going to write a little message to yourself to help you with your workplace issue. And the handout before that, where it's got the little quotes, those are just to kind of give you a few little ideas of things that you might want to think about as you do your affirmation. But we'll get to that stage last. So I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to read the tool bag handout and the promises and the solution handout. Then I'll come back to the microphone and ask you to get in your groups and talk about some tools that you can use or that maybe someone has used that have worked for them.